Blog Talk Radio.
All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun with your friends. And now, here's the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas, and his humble co-host, Crispy. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Welcome, welcome, and the crowd's going crazy. We are back on the air again at Brilliant Ideas Radio. This is Brilliant Ideas and his trusty sidekick with his Mickey Mouse clock pointing at 11:30, Crispy in Florida. Good morning. And good morning. And good morning. And he's not there. Hello, Crispy. Are you there? Well, I see his mic is lit up, but I'm not hearing anything. So if you're there, don't tell me we got technical difficulties already. Welcome, everybody, to another fun-filled day of foodie fun, I guess you want to call it. We've got a fun-packed show for you guys today. If you were with us last night, you missed a good one. Even though our guest did not show up, we had a show anyway, and we gave away some free goods. We gave away some free mugs, some free barbecue rub. So if you listen on Friday nights, you need to remember that you can win free things listening on Friday night. We're trying to lure you in and give away free stuff. So check it out on Friday nights, and that's our Grills Gone Wild. Also want to tell everybody thank you again for making us the number two show in the food category at Blog Talk Radio 2 weeks in a row. So we are cranking up the numbers. The last 2 weeks, we have actually had more listeners the last 2 weeks than we had the past 2 months so combined. So it's moving along. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the replays. Always remember that you can go to the replay anytime if you want to hear the show for the first time or second time or just want to play it all the time. You can go to the replay. It's always there. And I think my trusty sidekick might be on this time. Let's try him again. Good morning, Crispy. Are you there? And he's not. We're having technical difficulties already again this morning. His Skype is not working, so we will see what happens here. I want to mention, too, while we're fiddling around here with the board, thank you to our sponsors. If you have not checked out our sponsors yet, please do. They have great products. We would like you to go and check out their websites and buy some of their products. They help us support this show, and in turn, we would ask that our listeners help support our sponsors. And while I'm playing around here with the phones, I will play a couple of ads and see if we can get Crispy back on here with us. So everybody hang tight.
Hey, Mr. Brilliant Ideas, what's new?
Hey, Crispy, check out what I got today. I got a box of cigars from the Don Pablo Cigar Factory.
Awesome. I was just checking out the website for the Don Pablo Cigar Factory over at www.donpablocigars.com.
Yeah, did you know they have a great selection of cigars like natural, sweet, and Maduro?
They also have cognac, vintage, and aromatic cigars as well.
The Don Pablo Cigar Factory has their very own cigar makers, each with over 30 years experience, and they are masters in their field.
Every cigar sold at the Don Pablo Cigar Factory is handmade and hand-rolled from scratch right in front of the customer. How cool is that? The Don Pablo Cigar Factory can be reached at 1-800-537-4957. Once again, that phone number is 1-800-537-4957. Order your cigars today from www.donpablocigars.com. Has your dinner been tasting a little bland lately? Do you love to barbecue? If you answered yes to these questions, then I have a great solution for you. Let Albuquerque Seasonings spice up your next meal. Albuquerque Seasonings offers rubs and sauces that feature New Mexico chili products that add a distinctive taste with a southwestern kick. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Albuquerque. Follow us on Twitter at Albuquerque Barbecue. And most importantly, check out the website and order some great rubs and sauces over at www.albuquerqueseasonings.com. That's spelled Albuquerky seasonings.com.
Yes, we are back. Check out our sponsors. We appreciate their support. Please go to their websites and buy some product. The green chili rub from Albuquerque is fantastic. I know I've mentioned it a couple of weeks now, but it's good on everything from donuts to pork. So do check that out. And also the Don Pablo Cigar Factory, if you're looking for a smooth cigar, they are excellent cigars, and just check them out. They're hand-rolled in Las Vegas. We had them on as a guest a few months ago, and great product, and you won't be disappointed. I'm going to try to hit the buttons again and see if I've got my buddy and see what happens. Good morning, Crispy. Are you there? We are still having technical difficulties with Skype this morning. So, Crispy, keep trying. Try it again. You're not coming through. I'm going to proceed with our first guest today, and hopefully his will work. We'll see what happens here. But we're going to have our first guest, and since we're having some technical difficulties, I can't play their intro. But our good buddy, Chef Scott Pearson, is coming on this morning to tell us what he's been up to. He's got some exciting news, some new things he's working on. So let's hope that I can get him on the phone if everything works out right. Good morning, Chef. Are you there?
What's going on, buddy? How are you? We got a good connection?
Yeah, we're on. You're on live. Thanks for calling in this morning. This Blog Talk Radio drives me nuts every week because you never know when it's going to work. But thank you for coming on, and you're coming in loud and clear.
Thanks, man. Thanks. Yeah, we really look forward to the segment. Deanne is busy with infusion business, so I'm going to take over today, and hopefully I can do her justice. So today we're going to be doing, I wanted to talk about what's going on in downtown L.A. and the food scene, how, the true artisan farm-to-table concept is, coming out of the restaurants and
right.
going, onto the street. It's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing what we're doing down here.
So what are you actually, you're actually in L.A. now, and you're the head chef at a restaurant in Los Angeles, right?
Yeah, I'm over at the Artisan House at 600 South Main Street, and it's true artisan cuisine. And what I, love about this place is we're able to, get farm to table. For instance, the local fish I'm getting has actually been caught off the shores of Santa Barbara 3 days ago. It's pretty amazing, the bass. And, we're talking about actually bringing that on, concepts and freshness and quality like that on our infusion food trucks. And that's going to be a great, great, exciting thing. And right now the at Artisan House, we're really taking downtown by storm, bro. It's pretty amazing what's going on here. A lot of foodies. We're actually creating our first gourmet dog menu and doggy dining area.
Huh. Doggy menu, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's we're dog friendly over here, and here at the Pacific Electric Building where we're located, we have a lot of what we like to call family that they're dog owners, and it's difficult to go out and dine You know, when you have it, you know, people are very close to their pets. So we decided to accommodate our family here that are pet owners. And it's something that's great where, you know, the health department is fine with it. We have a separate area for doggy dining, and we're pretty excited about that. Should be coming up in the next 3 weeks.
So do you set the table with the candlelight like was in the movie with Lady and the Tramp and the dog?
That's it. Yep, sucking on the spaghetti. There you go. That's what we're going to do. It's fun. I'll tell you, it's amazing how, you know, people really don't realize. You know, you think that to get the fresh ingredients and the farm-to-table theory, you have to be, you know, out in the country. And, you know, in a big city like L.A. here, the quality of product is just amazing. And, you know, we're able to, you know, to grasp that and bring it to people. And, you know, it's just so funny how, you know, people really overlook, you know, big city. They're thinking, you know, okay, you know, how are they getting fresh ingredients? And, you know, there's so many untapped resources. We have a beautiful farmer's market that happens every Wednesday in Santa Monica that we do our shopping for, you know, for the restaurant at, and we, you know, handpick our ingredients. And it's the same thing that's going on with Infusion Truck. You know, everything's handpicked. We have a great produce supplier who goes, and the produce broker actually, who goes and picks our produce when we go to the market, and he buys it for us. And it's just great. You know, it's really great how you can get that farm-to-table freshness in a big city like L.A.
Now, are your trucks running at this point, or are you just in the process of setting this all up?
We're still in the process of setting it up because it took a positive turn. You know, we're looking at trucks plural now, and we're talking about, you know, possibly, we have some big things in the works going nationwide. We have quite a few irons in the fire here. And but, you know, the thing is that we have such a unique concept. We're keeping it a lot under lock and key, and I know everybody's been hearing about it and wondering when it's going to happen for the last 6 months, but people will be pleasantly surprised. And, you know, we do have our Coming Soon page up at www.infusiontruck.com, and, you know, we have some posts up there. Finally, Frank.
Finally, infusiontruck.com. I didn't know you had the website. Good. It's like anticipation, like that Heinz ketchup commercial. It's just you're just keeping us on edge, and the anticipation is killing us. But now you've got a website, infusiontruck.truck or trucks?
Truck. Singular.
.com. Cool.
I know that's a big word. No, actually, I'm sorry. Crispy's not on, so you will understand that. Singular is a, you know, I hope he's listening right now. You know, I can't do a show without breaking his chops. He's just I love him. He's such an easy target. It's great.
he's right now he's trying to get on. He's coming in on Skype and we're having problems. And every time I click his button, it goes dead. So he's probably listening. But the nice thing about it is we can pick on him and he can't fight back.
But that's awesome. You see that's great. You know, that's great. That's what I love. You know, dictatorship. That's wonderful. But so, you know, the scene is just really picking up. You know, it's such a, I'll tell you, working in New York and now, you know, working in L.A. and Vegas for 13 years, there's nothing like the California scene. It's just, you know, the best of both worlds. You got the big city with beautiful beaches within a 20-minute drive, and it's such a central location. And then, you know, within an hour drive, you got vineyards and farms and, you know, there's just so it's a culinary mecca. California is definitely the culinary mecca to me. It puts Vegas, New York to shame.
Now, where exactly the restaurant itself is?
The restaurant
gave the address, but where is that located in Los Angeles? What's it close to?
That's considered downtown L.A. It's right off. It's on the corner of Main Street and Sixth.
Okay.
We have the, you know, it's right by the big produce market. It's a huge, huge produce market, which is about three blocks away. And it's just really amazing. It's such an eclectic, eclectic neighborhood. You know, we have art galleries around here. We have the courthouse, and actually right across the street, we have a gourmet dog shop. It's just amazing. The things you find down here are just unreal. And, you know, the food scene is you know, it's just as eclectic as the clientele, you know,
right,
that we get here. The people here, the food is just amazing. You know, we're doing a lot of healthy stuff, but, you know, I just had a business meeting yesterday, and, you know, we're tapping into, you know, a lot of healthy alternatives. But, you know, we also want to give to people who love that pork fat. You know, we want people, I love people who eat pork fat. I mean, that's just amazing. You know,
well, who doesn't like pork fat, except for maybe the folks who don't partake in meat products?
Exactly. You know, we do. We have quite a somewhat large vegan clientele, and we accommodate them. We have some, you know, I do some beautiful work with Seitan and Tempeh to accommodate our vegan customers. But, you know, it's just all around. It's a very eclectic menu we have here, too. And we're going to be doing the same thing on the food truck, you know, bringing all of that. We want to satisfy all and, you know, directly cater to none, if that makes any sense to you.
Yep, that makes sense. You know, now, tell me what, like, on your menu there at the restaurant, what's some of the delectable things on the menu?
Well, to be honest with you, one of the biggest things is we have sliders and a burger, which I, you know, spent a lot of time developing a really good meat grind, and I was able to get real Kobe beef, and, you know, I'm not going to give the percentages, but I'll just tell you, it's, you know, Kobe sirloin, Kobe short rib, and Kobe brisket blend, and that's one of the great sellers, and, you know, it's served true artisan style, you know, it's served on a, it's a German pretzel bun, and we have Comté cheese, which is an imported Gruyere from France, and mustard frill, and a fried quail egg on top. It's definitely a unique burger, and we take pride in that. Yeah, and you know, we do just a little bit of everything. You know, we have our tuna. You know, I get the tuna. It's actually from Tahiti, and what's great about this, I get it in daily, and I'm actually able to verify that it's actually caught by the natives on these. I forgot the name of the boats, but they're 2-man boats. They're very small, and they're caught line and hook, and they're reeled in by hand, and it's pretty amazing. So I'm able to get the great quality tuna because we have a lot of ahi dishes and just, you know, the salads and whatnot, you know, the greens we're using. It's a big array of fresh, you know, farm to table. You know, nothing, we have a freezer here, but the freezer, the one small double door freezer that we have here is used pretty much for our gelatos, ice creams,
right,
and some of our cookie doughs. That's about it. Everything else we have here is, you know, is fresh. We don't freeze anything.
Chef Scott,
everything's
hold
brought
one
in daily.
I want to interrupt you because I think, okay, Crispy, if we did this right, turn your head and cough. You should be on live with us. He's still not there. Sorry about that.
No, it's all right. He's too busy enjoying the head and coughing incident, so he's having a good time with that.
So now you're.
And I don't even.
I
got a scary visual, Frank. I got a very scary visual right now. I want you to know it's probably going to affect my entire day. But you know, I'll deal with it.
Well, it's scary to me that I even thought of that. But I was trying to come up with something original. I'd like to rewind and go back, but it's too late now. But
no,
Crispy,
well, I do have one. This one word.
Yes.
One word,
yes,
you should consider right now after that statement. It's very simple. The word that I want to present to you is therapy. Lots of
therapy.
Okay.
No,
wow.
I've done that, and I found out I just spend too much time laying on the couch, and they can't figure me out. So it's this is that.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
The radio show is therapy. That's where I get my therapy. I get it all out on the radio show.
That's great. Yeah, I tried it too, and you know, I'm laying on the couch there, and all I'm thinking about is where's the remote. You know, I can't find the remote. I don't want to lay here anymore. So, yeah, that and $2 will get you a bus ride up Main Street.
Well, as far as the menu goes, you're going to try to take the same menu that you're doing at the restaurant and incorporate it into the infusion truck?
No, not at all. Actually, no, we're
different.
We're taking the same concept, you know, the same farm-to-table freshness, the same, you know, attention to detail and, you know, bringing it to the truck. You know, everything we're doing on the truck is the same way we're doing it at the restaurant. Everything's fresh. There's no freezers. Everything is bought at farmers markets. I believe in dealing with, you know, local small vendors. I don't like big conglomerates in the food business. And, you know, that's what we're doing. And, you know, after doing this for so many years, you finally realize, you know, I finally realized this is, you know, why is it that everybody has to come and, and go to these famous chefs' places and spend, $60, $70 a plate, when you can come to a place like Artisan House and you can go to a food truck and enjoy yourself and have that great quality without compromising integrity and without having, an ego stand in the way and saying, I can't sell you that grilled cheese for anything under $20.
Right.
That's BS. We're taking the same concept and putting it on the food truck as we do, here at Artisan House, that same fresh. Like when we get scallops, I have scallops at 3 days old when I get them here, and I get scallops delivered every other day. And they're so good quality. I actually have a carpaccio dish we serve here at Artisan House, raw sliced scallops, with paprika and basil oil and mustard. And we use a little bit of onion sprouts and caper berries. It's just so fresh that, it's just sent to even cook them.
You know that I'm going to have to get the limo driver to drive me over to Los Angeles and stop by and see the restaurant.
Well, I would love that. What I'd love for you to do, why don't you come down and we'll do a live broadcast together, and I'll actually, and by the way, I do have an open flame grill in my kitchen because you and I still have a grill date we're supposed to do,
Yes. What are we going to do that? We got to do that SmackDown. What are we doing that SmackDown?
Well, we'll do the SmackDown. I don't know. You got to set up a date, but, I'd love for you to come here. We'll do maybe a live broadcast from the restaurant, and then we'll have you on the grill because, to me, that's an art. And I'm far from the world's best griller. So I would love to have you here. And my guys would really appreciate the tips from somebody like you.
Yeah, actually, I'm not the world's best, but I'm getting closer every time I crank up the grill. It's last night I had boneless pork ribs and also sirloin steaks that were unbelievable. And I'll plug one of our sponsors, Albuquerque Seasoning. Matter of fact, you might want to try it out yourself and on different products there at the restaurant.
Oh, awesome.
But they've got some great rubs. I'll send some to you. But excellent product. It makes a guy like me who can't cook, who at least thinks he can, it makes everything taste good when I'm done. So it's a good product. But yes, I do love to grill. So we're going to have to do the SmackDown there, and that'd actually be kind of fun. We'll do it live on air.
I think that'd be great, that'd be great. And, just remember the slogan, okay? It's not that I'm the best, it's just that everybody else sucks, so just keep that in mind when, you fire up your grill there.
I'll keep that in mind. The other thing I want to ask you before I let you go is, are you allowed to say anything about your movie premiere? Is anything happening there?
No, actually, that was, that's pretty much on hold right now. It was a great thing, They had a concept for a chef that would be a mob hitman at night. Leo DiBernardo, the Butcher of Brooklyn. But, there's just so much going on right now, and it's kind of hard to fit that in. And like I tell people, I'm a cook. Bottom line is I'm a cook, and people bring that term of rock star in, and I say, if I wanted to be a rock star, I would have played guitar. Same thing. If I wanted to be a movie star, I would have pursued that. It was a great offer. It was actually, something that would have been a lot of fun. But I do have to say, our friend Joshua Kell, who is probably one of the best cameramen and directors that I've met, I really appreciate the offer. But we are just so busy, and I'm not gonna even attempt to. Interrupt, our culinary pursuit, with doing a film. That spread pretty quick. I mean, that didn't take long for the news to get out.
I hear that since you have backed down on it, they went to the second one in line, which was Bruce Willis. So, they had to go to a B actor to take your place, but what are you going to do?
Hey, what are you going to do? Yeah, it's fine. As a matter of fact, I got to get outside because Tom Cruise is screwing up my wheels right now. I had him polishing my rims, and he's doing a bad job. I got to go take care of that.
Well, we'd like to thank you again for stopping in and letting us know about your new artisan things and your infusiontruck.com, which is cool, and keep us posted on when that moves forward. And tell Dee we missed her. We didn't get to talk about wine today, so... Tell her we need her to come back on and talk about some wine.
We will. She'll be there next month. It's just we've been so busy with infusion right now. So I figured I'd try and do her justice today. So I hope I did.
Yeah, you did. Make sure she understands we want her to talk about wine, not come on and wine.
Well, no. Isn't that Christie's job? I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's Christie's job.
Yeah,
all right,
you know, I'd love to have him as a big chair. Thank you, Frank.
Right,
have a great one.
All right, you too. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Have a good one. Bye.
You too. Bye. And there you go. That was Chef Scott Pearson. Check out his restaurant there in Los Angeles. He's also got the Infusion Truck project that will be coming along soon. And check out his website, infusiontruck.com. And I'm sure he'll have updates on the website as that progresses. And I'm going to take a brief break. We can't get our buddy Crispy on. I guess there's something wrong with Skype. But we'll be coming back here in just a few minutes. There's a party going on in Annapolis, Maryland with a bunch of foodie friends on Facebook that they have parties every 2 months or so, and we've been invited to the party, so we don't know what we're going to find and who's going to be on the phone when we get there, but stay tuned. We're going to take a brief break. I'm going to play some music by a good friend of ours, Brian Mack, and he was on our show about 3 or 4 weeks ago. Great guy, and I think you'll like his music, and we're going to have him on later on this coming month because he's introducing a new CD. But as we take a break, this is Brian Mack, Do I Drive Women Crazy?
Do I drive women crazy? Do I just find them that way? I've been married at least 3 times. You never know just what you'll find. Last one still sits in county jail. Crashed my truck and then for luck, she carved her name in the hood with a buck. Tried to tell the judge her name wasn't Sue. Do I drive them in crazy?
Site missing that extra zing? Do you need a radio commercial? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then I can help you. Hello, I'm Christopher Trimble, and I am a voiceover artist. I offer these great services: website intros, corporate presentations, audiobooks, radio commercials, and much, much more. Check out my site, www.christophertrimble.com, or you can call 407-556-5506. Once again, that phone number is 407-556-5506. Making noise since 1970.
And we're back on. This is Grillion Ideas and Grillion Ideas Radio. We're still experiencing good old technical difficulties with our buddies at Blog Talk Radio. So those people that are calling in, including my sidekick, continue to try because something's happening on the board. I'm going to also give away a free coffee mug. And if you can't get through on the phone because of our problems, there's also a chat room that's at the bottom of the show. Make sure you check out the chat room. All you do is scroll down there and you can chat with us. The chat room does seem to be working, but I'm going to give away a free mug for the first person, and that means calling in, which is 714-242-5272, or you can answer this on the chat room. The first person that can give me the answer to the question. It's a real simple question. If you are listening for the first half hour to our show with Chef Scott Pearson, the question is, what was the name of his restaurant? I'll give you a hint. It starts with an A. So if you're listening, call in. If you'd like to win a coffee mug, the first person who can give me the answer or who can put it on the chat room, give me the answer. It starts with an A. What was the name of the restaurant? It's in Los Angeles. So it's a real simple question. Give us a call, 714-242-5272. It looks like the phone lines are working again, by the way. At least they're lighting up. So my guest is calling in. So if you know the answer, give us a call, and you'll get a free coffee mug. It's real simple. It starts with an A. Kind of rhymes with, well, I won't give that part, AR, if that gives you any more clue. But anyway, we're going to go to our guest, and if everything is working correctly here, let's hope. We are joining a party that is taking place in Annapolis, Maryland, and these people are foodie people from Facebook that get together, I think, every 2 months, and they throw a party. It's a bunch of foodie people that bring different types of food, and I have a get-together with all the friends. And I think this one is taking place at Donna French Wild's home in Annapolis, Maryland. So if we can get her on live here, let's push the button and hope that this works. 1, 2, 3. You're live on Grillion Ideas Radio. Who's calling?
This is Donna French Wild.
Hi, Donna. Welcome to the show. We're having a little bit of difficulties here. I'm glad you got through. So you guys are having a big party in Annapolis.
We sure are. I wish you were here.
Yeah, well, I wish I was there, too. Actually, I'm from that area originally, over in the Tidewater area, and used to live not too far from where you are. I lived in Salisbury, Maryland, and Ocean City, Maryland, so that's just a stone throw away from Annapolis.
Oh, it sure is. Know it well.
So what is going on at your house today?
I have no idea. Can't get in my kitchen. and that's about the truth. Well, let's see. I have Ben from cooking the kissing the cook, chopping celery or doing something over in his corner. We have Greg Blanton, who is a caterer from Rome, Georgia, is here. By the way, Ben and his wife Emily have come from New Jersey.
Okay.
We have Brian, who's here from Richmond, Virginia. Linda, our resident mixologist and also excellent cook, is here from Pittsburgh. And then we have Maria Springer here, who is the very, very popular cooking chef from Baltimore, Maryland. And
wow,
today,
you got, like,
for the first...
I'm sorry, I interrupted you. There's more people there, too?
Oh, yes. And then we have a food photographer joining us today, Sharon.
Wow.
And her husband, Coy. And then we have Carrie and Iris and everyone. So if you could just see all the food and drink here, you wouldn't believe it. Just wouldn't believe it.
So
we're having today, you would like this,
What's that?
We're having today steamed crabs, soft shell crabs, shrimp risotto, and the theme is Bounty of the Chesapeake.
All right. Now you get what you do is every couple of months you get together with all these people from Facebook that you mentioned, and you choose a theme in someone's house, and then you all get together and bring different. It's kind of, is it like a potluck, or do you actually cook everything
no,
there in
no.
the house?
No, there's always a theme. I think the first time we did cheese making, and kind of that was sort of an appetizer kind of thing. The second time we made pasta, we happened to be lucky enough to have a cooking teacher from Italy who was in the D.C. area who came over, made pasta, and Brian made pasta, and then we all made different sauces, kind of divvy it all up.
It's like a cornucopia of all kinds of delectable things there all at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. And like you said, we all met on Facebook for the most part. Now, I have a few of my close friends here who I don't turn the corner, you know, go around the corner without. And one of them, by the way, doesn't even cook, but she's a great note taker. And she also says she's a good eater. But this time she walked in actually with deviled eggs, so we're real proud of her. She did know how to boil an egg. You know.
Well, that's what we say on our show. If you can boil a hot dog, I'll even throw that in. If you can boil an egg or a hot dog, you can be on a radio show. So she qualifies.
Well, she sure does. And it's funny because her family still does a very popular deli in downtown Annapolis. But she waited many tables there through college, but she never cooked a thing, nor did her mother. So that's funny.
Well, does anybody else want to come on the radio? Is Brian Fairfather?
Sure, they do. Brian, are you here? Brian's making Chesapeake slaw, coleslaw over here.
Chesapeake slaw. Well, tell him to get on the radio.
Okay. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh. Hello.
How are you? All right, welcome to the show. I understand you're making Chesapeake slaw.
Chesapeake inspired. I did a no sodium Chesapeake Bay seasoning so that I can use it for cooking my shrimp as well. So it's, you know, it's just going to be a slaw that has the essence of the Chesapeake in it.
Cool. So you guys have got the theme going with the everything has to do with the Chesapeake Bay. You got the crabs, the hard shell crabs and soft shell crabs, right?
It makes it challenging, you know, to come up with a dish that, you know, is inspired by the regional cuisine, which is what makes our group so fun, because we just come up with a theme and then we go with it.
That's really a slick idea, and it fits well for what we do on our radio show, too, with the Foodie Radio. And when I heard you guys were having this get-together, I saw some of your photographs a few months ago with your group, and I thought, well, cool, we got to have them on and just find out who's doing what. So you got the Chesapeake slaw, and what's
yeah,
the most thing that's being made?
I'm also doing a shrimp and risotto dish. It was originally going to be shrimp and grits. But I just decided not to do the grits because making grits at 20, you know, you can keep it moist, but it could harden out a little bit. But I prefer cooking risotto, so I'm doing a Chesapeake flavored shrimp over a sort of a Milanese style risotto.
Wow!
And then I brought some fresh pickles that I made that have been brewing for about 3 weeks now, and they're ready to eat.
See, now, if I was there, did anybody bring any scrapple?
Scrapple? Well, you'll have to talk to Linda about scrapple. That's the Pennsylvania thing.
Well, actually, that's an Eastern Shore type thing, too, which is close to Annapolis and kind of a Maryland thing. There's actually a scrapple plant not too far from where you guys are, and I used to do business in the food business.
Really?
I used to call it, and if you've ever seen scrapple made, you'll probably never eat it again.
I've seen scrapple and I've eaten scrapple.
So does anybody else there want to get on the radio and tell us about their dish?
Who wants to? Greg, you want to talk? Here, Greg Blanton.
All right.
Hey, Brilliant.
Hey, Greg, how are you doing? I see you're there, one of the party guys there. What they got you doing? What are you making? Are you just eating or are you helping out?
Well, I'll definitely eat. I might have a beverage, and I was sold in here as it being a Bounty of the Chesapeake with a southern twist. So taking from the heritage here, I got some fresh caught rockfish that was cleaned for me just a few minutes ago, getting ready to put it on a charcoal grill, and I made a peach chutney with Georgia peaches, Georgia pecans to go with it.
Wow. Yeah, rockfish is a big deal there in the Chesapeake. I used to go rock fishing with a friend of mine out of the Chesapeake Bay down in Crisfield, and we used to go out rock fishing. And so you're preparing the fish, and you guys must have, like, it must be a table full of food.
It will be a table full of savory food, a bar full of desserts, and a table full of bar food and bar drink.
Yeah, I guess who's going to be responsible for taking photos and putting it on Facebook? Is everybody doing it? Is there one person who's going to be posting all this?
Yeah, as Donna had said, there's a professional photographer here snapping away, and we have someone that's also the professional leader in the group that makes notes on everything that goes on. So they have a catalog and a diary if they don't remember afterwards. I'm told that sometimes that might happen.
So as the party progresses, some people may lose a little bit of their brain cells, is what you're saying?
Well, Donna was caught holding her housewarming gift a few minutes ago, in that I'm from Tennessee originally and have some contacts. She is the proud owner of a quart of Tennessee moonshine now.
Oh, there you go. Now I know why I should have been there.
You would love it here.
Yeah, it sounds
right
like
on
it.
The water. They're very modest.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful view. It's a beautiful house, and we couldn't have a warmer host and hostess. The host is going to be about 90 pounds once all this is done the way he's running around.
Well, is there anybody else there that would like to chat on the radio while I've got you guys online?
Ben, why don't you say hi?
Hi.
Hang on a minute. I'm going to put you with Ben.
All right, Ben, put Ben on.
This is Brilliant.
Well, hello.
Hey, Ben, how are you? You're on live on a radio show. I understand you're one of the party goers there. So how's things looking?
Everything is looking great. We have some pretty exciting things. There's a great bar laid out. There's some great looking food in the works. It sounds pretty exciting. Looking forward to it. And it's air conditioned.
It sounds like it. I think I need to check these things out next time I'm on the East Coast. It sounds like you guys have a good time.
Well, this is my first time here, but let's just say we're off to a good start.
Well, I wanted to thank everybody. If you want to put Donna back on the phone, and since I guess she's the hostess with the mostest, put her back on the phone.
Absolutely. Hold on for just a moment.
All right. Thanks.
Hello.
Well, I wanted to tell you thank you for letting us stop in and say hello at your party. And matter of fact, it might be something we'd like to do in the future. You tell your group that as you have your parties with your different themes, it'd be kind of interesting to bring you on the show every couple of months and just talk about what's going on and the different dishes that you have there. And very, very nice. Sounds like you guys are having a good time.
Oh, we're having so much fun. I did want to tell you that our guest of honor today is Chef Dwayne Culler, who is executive chef from Washington, D.C., Crown Plaza. And we are all just so excited about that. We're cooking for him.
Wow. Well, next time I'm out your area, I'm going to invite myself. You guys let me know, and I might just crash your party.
Hey, you know what? If I were you, I'd just get off the radio right now and come on.
I have to catch the next flight from San Diego. By the time I got there, everything would be gone. Maybe there'd be some deviled eggs left over, but
I
think I'd be
deviled
late.
Eggs. Oh, you're getting a dirty look. Anytime, you're welcome, and we'd love to have you. And we're missing Katrina. She should be here with us today.
Oh, okay. I thought she was part of your group. And, matter of fact, she's coming on our show next week, and because she has a little thing on our show once a month, and I thought she was part of that group.
And she is, and we enjoy her food's fantastic, all of her baked goods. And we're missing her, and we all listen to your show when she's on.
Well, great. Thank you. And thank you for letting us stop in and find out what's going on, and keep us posted. And you guys post things on Facebook, you let me know on my website so that the listeners can go and check out all the photographs and all the nice food that you're having there.
Okay, I will. Lots
all
of
right,
things
take
will be
care.
Posted.
Everybody,
thanks a
everybody,
lot. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Eat, drink, and be merry.
You too. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. And there you go. That in Annapolis, Maryland, that was Donna Frenchwild, and they do that every couple of months, and it sounds like a lot of fun. And since there are a bunch of our foodie friends there at the party, I thought it was appropriate that we stop in and see what they're up to. And that's the nice thing about Facebook, and we've met a lot of nice people, a lot of people in the food business, and it's interesting how everybody's got their own little twist and things that they're doing, but it's good to be able to get together and break bread together and have fun. And I'm going to take another break, and our next guest will be coming on shortly. His name is Chip Wilton. And by the way, I also remind everybody, if you're listening, I still haven't given away the coffee mug. Let me see if anyone gave me an answer. No, they didn't on the chat room either. But if you want a free coffee mug, all you got to do is call us, 714-242-5272. The question of the day was, we had Chef Scott Pearson on the first part of our show, and he's now working as the head chef of a restaurant in Los Angeles. If you know the name of the restaurant, all you got to do is call in, give us the name, you'll get a free coffee mug. And I'm going to take a break, and let's see. Oh, let's play a little Dean Martin. I'll play a little old Dean Martin song, and we'll come back here in about 3 minutes, and we'll be talking to Wilson, who's a New Orleans singer, and I think you'll like his music. Matter of fact, all the songs passed for me today all relate to food, so everybody hang tight. We'll be taking a break. We'll be back shortly.
In Napoli, where love is king, when boy meets girl, here's what they sing. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella.
Bravo, John!
Hearts will play, tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a gay tarantella. Lucky fella. When the stars make you drool, just like Pasta Mahul, that's amore. When you dance down the street with a cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signora.
Mama!
Excuse me, but you see back in old Napoli, that's amore. That's amore.
If you call her your pet, though she shaped like spaghetti, that's amore.
That's amore. Bells will ring.
Ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling.
You sing Vita Bella.
Vita Bella, Vita Bella.
Hearts will play.
Tippy-tippy-day, tippy-tippy-day.
Like a gay tarantella.
Tarantella.
When the stars make you drool, just like a pasta. That's amore.
That's amore.
When you dance down the street with the cloud at your feet, you're in love.
You're in love.
When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming. Body you see back in old Napoli, that's amore.
Tutti quanti cantano, everybody sing.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
That's amore.
When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.
That's amore.
When you are in a dream,
But you know, you're not dreaming.
Eh, signore! Prendilo! Scusami, but you see, Babbageno,
Napoli, that's amore!
Signore!
That's amore!
And welcome back to Brilliant Ideas Radio. This is Brilliant Ideas. That was Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis in an oldie goldie, oldie but moldy, I guess, Amore. If the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, it's Amore. And I was just reading while we were on break here that online that they just introduced a new world's most expensive wine. In case anybody wants to buy me a bottle, it's Penfold. Bottle. It's 2004 called Block 42. Any of my friends out there who would like to get me a nice gift, the bottle sells for $168,000 and is completely enclosed in a glass case sculpture. So if you're trying to think of something to send me, it's just because I'm a nice guy, just go out and find the Penfold 2004 Block 42 wine, and it's only $168,000, and I'll just take one bottle. I'm not going to be greedy, but I'll check that out. If you go online, you can see that expensive bottle. I think there's only 12 of those that were made. So, yes, check it out. Send it to Grand Ideas. I think it'd be a great gift. And we are still experiencing a little bit of technical difficulties. Poor Crispy's been trying to get on, but Skype's not working and his phone's not working. So I'm going to be Lone Ranger here on the show for the rest of the show, it looks like. And I want to remind you, too, don't forget, free coffee mug. Anybody? I guess the question was either too tough or people are afraid to call in. I see a bunch of people in the chat room. So if you want to win a free coffee mug, I'll give you a little bit more of the hint. The name of the restaurant that Chef Scott Pearson worked at, the first three letters are A-R-T. So it's real simple. If you want to call and get a free coffee mug, that's all you got to do is answer that question. And I'm going to move along here. I'm going to try something else to try to see if we can break the problem here on the phone line for Crispy. And I'm going to play, let's see here. I'm going to play a little comedy for you. From it's Michael Joyner. It's a little bit about drive-thrus. If you ever have done any, gone through a drive-thru, you can probably relate to this little bit. And I'll be back here in a couple of minutes with our next guest, which is Chip Wilson. So stay tuned, and we'll be back here in about 2.5 minutes.
And doesn't it seem like they always let the biggest goofball work the late-night drive-thru window at some of these joints? I pulled up one of these fast food restaurants the other night. The guy at the speaker goes, "What do you want?" "Yeah, let me get a double cheeseburger."
"We don't have double cheeseburgers anymore."
"Do you have cheeseburgers?"
"Yes, we do."
"Give me two cheeseburgers, put it on one bun."
"I'm going to have to ask the manager if we can do that."
"Look, man, forget it. Let's just give me two regular cheeseburgers, a medium fry, a small Coke, and can you put some extra ketchup in the bag, please?" "Can you?"
"Okay, I'm back." "He said we can't do that."
"What?"
"The manager said we can only sell what's on the menu."
"Double cheeseburgers on the menu.
We're out, dude."
"Okay, look. Give me two cheeseburgers, a medium fry."
"We don't have medium, sir. We have small, large, and extra large."
"Okay, which one of those is in the middle?"
"He wants to know which one's in the middle, which one is it?"
"Large?" "Give me the large."
"Okay, would you like some fries with that?"
"That's what I just ordered, Opie. I just ordered fries."
"How'd you know my name was Opie?"
"What size did you want?" "Look, I got the medium." "We don't have medium, sir. We have small." "Look, I got the one in the middle. What is that, large?"
"He keeps asking me which one's in the middle."
"Yeah. Okay, look. Give me two cheeseburgers, a large fry, and a small Coke."
It's like Super Size Al Fry. What, are you working on commission now?
No.
We can supersize that fry for 39 cents. Look, forget the fry. Just give me two cheeseburgers and a small Coke. Okay, but if you get the combo platter, we give you a small fry with that for the same price. So give me the combo with the small fry. Just like supersize that fry. I'll tell you what, Opie, forget everything. Just give me one cheeseburger. Can you handle that? One cheeseburger. Okay, but we have a special on double cheeseburgers. You've been there, huh?
And there you go. I think all of us have lived through the drive-thru before, and that sounds familiar, especially here in California. It's always fun. I've always said you can't fix stupid. So, yes, I've been through that, and drive-thrus are fun. I'm going to go outside here, and I'm going to try to see if I can work on the phone line. Out here trying to figure out how to hook up these wires to get Crispy in on the show. And there's traffic everywhere, and I'm trying to figure out how to get this thing rolling. And Crispy, if you keep trying, something's wrong with your Skype. I'm out here trying to figure out a way to fix this stuff, but it ain't working, so Crispy, I'm sorry you're not going to be able to go back in. He just can't get you online here today. So what we're going to do is we're going to bring on our next guest, Chip Wilson. And Chip is a singer from New Orleans, and I'm going to play one of Chip's songs before we bring him on, and I think you'll like his music. The songs he has sent to me all have to do with food and cooking, and he's a great talent, got a unique sound, and this is Chip Wilson's song, Cook for Her Anytime. We'll be back in about 2.5 minutes after his song. We'll be interviewing Chip, find out a little bit about him, his story, and how he got into the music business. So everybody hang tight, and we'll be back here with Chip shortly.
Well, my baby gets impatient when I'm cooking up her favorite sauce. She always feels better after she gets a salad toss. Her mama don't like it when I'm messing around in the kitchen, but my baby say I can cook for her anytime. She knows it takes a while to make a real tasty brew. She knows I like to take my time. That's what I need to do. Her mama don't like it when I'm messing around in the kitchen. My baby say I can cook for her anytime. She likes to eat real early. She gets too hungry if it's late, but she always feels better after I spread that sauce on her potatoes. Now, her mama don't like it when I'm messing around in the kitchen. My baby said I can cook for her anytime. Her daddy never ever seemed to have a single thing to say. His daughter likes my cooking, so I come on in that kitchen every day. Her mama don't like it when I'm messing around in the kitchen. My baby say I can cook for her anytime. But she always feels better after getting a salad toss. Her mama don't like it when I'm messing around in the kitchen. My baby said I can cook for her anytime. Her mama don't like it when I'm messing around in the kitchen. My baby said I can cook for her anytime.
when I'm messing around in the kitchen. My baby said I can cook for her anytime. Her mama don't like it when I'm messing around in the kitchen. My baby said I can cook for her.
Was Chip Wilton Cook for Her Anytime? And if everything's working like it's supposed to, Chip should be on the phone with us. Good morning, or actually good afternoon, Chip.
It's still morning here in New Orleans.
Oh, it's still morning. Yes, right. You're in the middle of the country, so it's, what, 11:30 there?
Yeah, exactly.
Good afternoon, morning, / afternoon by the time we're done. I appreciate you stopping
yeah.
in and saying hello. And apologize for last time you were on. We had technical difficulties and couldn't get you on. And it's working right now. I've got the duct tape on the microphone and got everything. It looks like the hamster's running as fast as he can, but things are working okay. But thank you for coming on the show and welcome.
It's my pleasure. Thanks very much for having me, Frank.
Well, thank you. And so tell us a little bit about Chip Wilton. I love your music, by the way. It's kind of a folksy blues type of music, and for those that are not familiar with you, they can find out more about you on your website, chipwilton.net. But tell us, how did you get into the music business, and how long you've been doing that?
Well, let's see. I have been actively doing gigs in the music industry for 40 years plus, and got into it, you know, I'm a child of the Beatle era and the Bob Dylan era, so certainly those people, you know, were essential in getting me into it. And I've been living in New Orleans about 20 years, but I've been interested in New Orleans music since I was a teenager, when I used to take, from the library, I would take Library of Congress records and Smithsonian Institute records, and you know, started to get introduced to like deep southern music and New Orleans style jazz, and so that's been a constant inspiration. And that last song is kind of based on the style of Big Bill Brunzi, who lived in Chicago.
Okay.
But was a southerner to start with, and it's kind of about a experience I had with a young woman who was a vegetarian, who tasted a Marchand de Vin sauce that I made, and she just loved this sauce, and so we would put it over potatoes, and she'd say, "Will you make that sauce, but please don't tell me what's in it." Because it's got, like, you know, chopped ham in it and beef stock.
I was going to say, you didn't tell her, did you?
No, she knew perfectly well what was in it. But anyway, so, you know, and I'd be making, you know, stock on my stove, you know, from scratch or what have you. She knew what was in it, but she loved that sauce. She tells me she's made a vegetarian version that's almost as good, but I don't know.
I don't know about that. The vegetarian folks, they try to fake it, but I'm telling you, it's not as good as the real stuff.
No, I think there's something about that chopped ham and beef stock and so on that's, you know, that makes it happen.
It's something about that tofu ham that just doesn't cut it.
I could probably be a vegetarian if it wasn't for bacon, you know.
Well, I think that's everybody's downfall. I think I grew up, I think there was bacon juice in my milk bottle when my mother fed me. I mean, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I got into cooking because my mom was not into, I was the last child of four. And by the time I came around and was like 11 or 12 years old, she was all, felt like she was all done cooking. So she threw bacon in a frying pan one day, turned it on and said, "Okay, here's how it's done." And I've been cooking for myself ever since.
Well, since you're in the New Orleans now, I'm sure you're big on, like, you guys do, like, crawfish and that type of thing in your area?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a seasonal thing. Crawfish really isn't in season right now, and this is not the best time for oysters either, because the water in the Gulf is so warm.
Right.
But, you know, certainly New Orleans food is one good reason to come here and to live here. And I, you know, I do a certain amount of work in restaurants. One of the first things I do is try to make friends with the chef. I think
well,
other
no,
positions
we'll work, we'll work for food, right?
No, I won't do that. But, you know, if where other musicians might go make friends with a bartender, I'm busy trying to make friends with a chef.
You're actually, speaking of friends of chefs, you're a good friend of one of our friends, Benny the Chef. That's how I got your name through Benny. And
yeah.
How far back do you get, how you and Benny, how'd you guys meet?
We go back about 4 or 5 years. I have made, I don't know, 7 or 8 trips to Italy to perform at the Umbria Jazz Festival in Perugia, Italy, and also in the wintertime they do it in a smaller city called Orvieto, kind of to the northeast of Rome, a couple hours away from Rome. And the gentleman who has brought me to that festival, which I think is going on now or in the very near future, Gary Edwards, introduced me to Benny. And Benny's a huge music fan and knows quite a bit about blues and so on, comes to New Orleans periodically and hangs out and listens to music. And he actually did me the honor of dedicating a recipe in his cookbook to me.
Huh. And what recipe was that?
It was a fish recipe. He had cooked for me one time when he had his restaurant in Rome, and over a period of a couple of days, he made everything from like a squid pasta dish, all manner of food. But the kind of crowning achievement was this beautiful, beautiful fish dish that, you know, I watched him prepare kind of through the kitchen window, you know, with extravagant flame and so on. And when he served it, you know, he served it. It had some zucchini with it, and he carved a little figure out of the zucchini and stuck it up. It was quite the presentation. Anyway, I love Benny. I went up to when he got married a few years ago. I took a weekend off and went up to Wisconsin and played at his wedding, and it's an honor to know a chef on his level.
Oh, yeah, he's a good guy. He wrote me an email and said, you got to have a chip of what's on your show. I did definitely, and I got your music, and it's great stuff. And speaking of that, what we'll do is we'll play another one of your songs for the listeners, and so they can hear some more of your music, and then we can come back and talk a little bit more about some of your music, your CDs, and some of the things that you're working on. And I'm going to play the song Eat, 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 since that's a great song for this show. And all
right.
Of them do like to eat, eat, eat. So everybody hang tight. This is Chip Wilson, Eat, Eat, Eat.
So she eats everything she sees. I'm not worried about her feeling right as long as she leaves something for me. She likes spicy, she likes sweet. All she do is eat, eat, eat. She makes any old lucky dog feel like a girl's best friend. She eats off the low part of the hog, right on up to the high end. She likes greens, she likes meat. All she do is eat, eat, eat. She's not exactly overweight, but neither is she underfed. You want to make the girl feel good, give her a double helping of a hot bread pudding. Give the girl some good seafood if you want to make her feel real nice. A bowl of gumbo puts her in the mood if you would follow it with shrimp and rice. Etouffee with crawfish meat. All she do is eat, eat, eat.
And one that just came out recently has about five or six kind of classic old Southern and New Orleans tunes, some of them dating, one of them dating back to the 1850s, and then some original material that I wrote to kind of reflect that. I think you might have my song about the Ninth Ward Chickens.
Yes.
And I'm getting ready to do some more recording, trying to revisit some of the material from, you know, past projects that might be out of print. Like the last tune, you know, was clearly a band song. Most of my work in this day and age is solo. And so I'd like to revisit some of that material as a solo guitarist and singer and kind of bring it up to date. And I'm always writing new songs, so I need to, you know, need to keep recording that stuff.
Now, speaking of the Ninth Ward Chickens, which is the song I'll play as we sign you off here shortly, what's the story behind the Ninth Ward Chickens song?
Well, I live I live in the upper Ninth Ward. The lower Ninth Ward in New Orleans is one of those areas that was very, very badly decimated by Hurricane Katrina,
right,
and is slowly making a comeback. And one of the features, by the way, of that comeback is a fair amount of urban agriculture. So I frequently go to a farmer's market near my house and buy everything from hot peppers to eggs to spices that someone has grown in their yard in the lower Ninth Ward. Anyway, where I live is the New Orleans Musicians Village in the upper Ninth Ward. And as you drive into the area that I live in, we have dozens of feral chickens running around.
Wow.
And I'm the kind of person who just can't see a rooster cross a road with two hens following and five little baby chicks running across the road. I have to draw attention to that because it's just funny. And so I kind of wrote a song based on a 1920s or 30s blues tune by Leroy Carr that's inspired by old music, but, you know, with new original lyrics discussing the culinary possibilities of the feral chickens of the Ninth Ward.
So you actually, like the old joke goes, why did the chicken cross the road? You actually get to see that right where you are.
I see it every day, and you know, this is, I'm in the heart of one of the neighborhoods of the biggest city in Louisiana.
Well, so you just said a minute ago, so people are actually in the lower Ninth Ward, they're actually growing produce right there at their homes and stuff, and so is it almost like it's like a farmer's market that's going on right there in the Ninth Ward?
Right. Right here, just maybe seven or eight blocks from my house, every Saturday, the Sankofa Farmers Market happens. And most of the participants are just people generating everything from pesto sauce to different kinds of salad dressings, and then fresh vegetables, fresh corn, just about anything that's in season. Sometimes from outlying areas in the citrus harvesting season, we'll be able to buy fresh satsumas and other local citrus. Very frequently, someone will come in with a load of fresh shrimp that's been off the boat for 24 hours or less. And you know, that's a great thing. And I know this is happening around the country, this kind of urban agriculture, but it's been a really wonderful thing for New Orleans to develop. Most of the food in my refrigerator right now, ranging from bagels to pesto sauce to hot peppers, I get from local sources, like not the supermarket.
Well, see, if I was there, I would set myself up a booth and have feral fried chicken.
You probably could do that. First, you got to catch the chickens, though. Chickens can move.
Yes, they can run pretty fast. Well, anyway, I appreciate you calling back in today and getting with us to talk to us on about the food and your music. And I love the music, and I want to make sure that everyone who's listening, check out your website, which is, there's a link right on our page, radio page, and it's www.chipwilson.net. Got great music. Check it out. Go to the links where you can purchase some CDs. And Chip, we appreciate you taking the time. I think you said you had a gig or something going on there this morning, so I don't want to hold you up too long. But what I'll do is, as we say goodbye, I'll play your Ninth Ward Chicken song. And did you have anything else you want to add before we let you go?
Well, I do want to say sort of a general thank you to the food public for coming to New Orleans so much and supporting us. I know we do have a unique food culture, so that's a draw for people. But certainly that food industry has been an important part of rebuilding our city after Katrina. And if you do come to New Orleans, by all means, look up my website and check out my calendar, because I'm playing almost every single night of the week somewhere in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Great. I will definitely check it out. And you and I will go off and grab us a feral chicken and see if we can barbecue on some grill somewhere.
That sounds good to me.
All right. Well, thanks again.
Thanks for everything.
Take care, and we'll talk to you later.
All right. Wonderful. Have a great day.
Thank you, too. And that was Chip Wilson. Check out Chip's website. Buy some of his music. He's got a great sound. And I'm going to play his song, Ninth Ward Chickens, and then I'll come back to close out the show, give you an update of some of our guests that will be coming on in the coming weeks, and everybody hang tight. This is Chip Wilson's Ninth Ward Chickens.
Well, mama's in a room watching Oprah on TV, brothers in the backyard smoking up some weed, sisters in the hot pants downtown doing wrong, and me, I'm in the kitchen and trying to write this song. There's a rooster in the ninth ward pecking at the ground, his hens and his chicks is running all around. Looking at the rooster, seeing what he's got. Grab the rooster and a chicken and throw them in the pot. Yes, Papa's on the front porch checking out the scene. Feels a little hungry, when he's hungry he gets mean. If a not poor chicken should trip and stumble, she'll be in a recipe for Papa's chicken gumbo. Well, Mama's in the room watching Oprah on TV. Brothers in the backyard smoking up some weed. Sisters in a hot pants downtown doing wrong. Me, I'm cooking chicken and trying to write this song. Well, Grandma's off a rocker talking to herself. Since we lost Grandpa, we're worried about her health. She thinks that she's a chicken on her skinny little legs. We take her to the doctor, but we really need the eggs. Hard times come and hard times go. Over in the ninth ward, that's all we really know. Ninth ward chickens doing the best that they can do. From Desire Street all the way to Papa's Chicken Stew. Mama's in a room watching Oprah on TV. Brothers in the backyard smoking up some weed. Sisters in a hot pants downtown doing wrong. Me, I'm eating chicken and trying to write this song.
That was Chip Wilton, and check out his website and check out his music. We appreciate him coming on today. We also would like to thank our other guests that were on this morning, Chef Scott Pearson at the Artisan Restaurant and his infusiontruck.com, and also the big party going on in Annapolis with all the foodie friends. Thank you for calling in and giving us kind of a feel and a taste for the Maryland and the Chesapeake Bay food that you guys are eating. And don't drink too much, and save me some deviled eggs. And we'd like to thank you, everybody, again for tuning in every week and helping us move up the charts. Like I said, we were number two in the food category for 2 weeks in a row. We're trying to knock off number one, but she's tough because she talks about environmentally friendly, eco-friendly type things, and that crowd's a tough one to knock off. There's a lot of vegans and things, but hey, we're trying. We're knocking on their door, and we're going to catch them if you guys keep listening and replaying our show. Thanks again. And upcoming shows, let's see here. We have next week, we've got Jeff Batson coming on. He's a singer on Friday night that I think you'll like. He's got great country music. And next Saturday, we have Diane Jacobson. Diane is a, I guess you call her, writer coach. She helps people write cookbooks and write books about food and other things. And if everything goes as planned, we're going to try to have Sista Monica. She's an R&B artist, fantastic singer. She was supposed to be on one of our shows a couple weeks ago, and everything shut down, so I had to reschedule. And I know you will love her music. She's planned to come on, I believe it's next week. And, of course, Katarina Kitty Cat coming on next week to talk about French desserts. The following Friday, we have the Groovinators, and the Groovinators are a great band, that kind of a bluesy band that I think you will enjoy on Friday night on Grills Gone Wild. And let's see, Saturday, 2 weeks from now, we have Johnny McLaughlin, who is from Heartbreak Hot Sauce, and Greg Pope, a singer. So we've got a whole list of people coming on. Thank you for everyone's support. Thank you for the guest. If you ever want to be on our show, all you have to do is contact us through Facebook or email. Like we say, if you can boil a hot dog and we'll throw in boil an egg, you can be on our show. We always talk food and fun. Thanks again, and I'm going to close out with my favorite song and favorite group, ZZ Top. I'm Bad Nationwide. Everyone have a nice weekend. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next Friday night.
Strikes and wearing our love. Go.